All right. Little Stevie Wonder, house band here at the Mostly True Radio Show. We call him Steve. And my day has perked up of this dreary gray day because my two favorite people are in the studio. Me and myself.
Did they just leave?
Oh, you, yourself, and you.
And I. Mm. Mm-hmm. No! It's Grace McRae, Kate Delling. Yay!
Yay, us!
How are you guys doing?
Well, let me tell you.
Do we have time?
Can I show you my tooth?
Really? No, what's wrong with it?
I just had a temporary crown put on yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was in the dentist's chair for 2 hours and 15 minutes. No, it was great. I got to listen to all the like smooth sounds of Bob Marley, and yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah,
well, but no, I'm not supposed to eat like crunchy stuff or hard
sticky stuff
or hot stuff, or like basically what? I can't eat for the next 3 weeks apparently.
Well, it's a temporary.
It's temporary. Got to be careful with that. Therefore, I'm going to drink wine.
There you go.
Get all my calories from wine.
So when I was practicing, I guess temporary meant something else because people come back in 3 months later. Well, it fell off, but it didn't hurt. So then they come back in. And, of course, the tooth has shifted since the temporary fell off. So now the crown that was made for it 3 months ago doesn't fit.
3 months with temporary?
Yeah. Oh, no, well, yeah, they just chew it to its, you know, it's just a little piece of aluminum, right? Soft aluminum.
Uh-huh.
So they chew all the way through it and it just falls out.
Whoa.
And so then you'd have to re-prep the tooth and insurance doesn't pay for that.
Nope. So, no, they don't. But I got to watch too. Did you let your patients watch?
I didn't even watch. No. I closed my eyes.
How did you watch? Do they have a mirror up?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I had this big thing in my mouth and I was like, and they were said, oh, you would like a mirror? Like I said it perfectly. And I said, well, And then they let me watch. It was really cool.
Yeah, I was actually at the dentist yesterday, and my favorite is when the hygienists ask you questions when your mouth is like totally open and you can't make any sense. But I guess if they hear that all day long, they can probably translate.
We just put down what we want anyway, what we want to hear. Yeah, didn't follow instructions. That's why we got to do all this stuff.
Doesn't floss.
Exactly.
These people.
Yeah.
Tis. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm back in school when I go to the dentist because almost always, and I floss every single day, I swear, but they always make me feel a little guilty that I'm not doing a good enough job.
Me too. Yeah, you just have to floss. You wouldn't have this decay if you flossed. I'm like, I floss, people.
You know, this is a couple of two reasons why I got out of dentistry right here. Nobody likes what you're selling.
Do you get amazing marks being a ex-dentist when you go to the dentist these days?
Well, I haven't been in so long. Because they always make me feel bad.
Oh, I love the dentist. I'm there every 6 months for my checkup and cleaning, like on the dot.
Well, I used to go to the guy that tutored me to take the boards because I didn't go to California as a school in Tennessee. And so I always went to him. But then since I moved up here, I don't trust anybody. I mean, that's stupid.
I see.
Yeah.
You probably have very high standards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Being on the inside.
Give me nitrous. You know, what was funny, when he's teaching me for the boards, I expected him, because I'd been a dentist for 3 years. I was in the military, right? So I came out and I wanted to practice in California. And he said, look, I'm not going to teach you dentistry. You already know that. I got to teach you how to act and look like a California dentist.
Oh.
And I'm like, you're kidding me. He says, nope. He says, you know, the people that judge your work, which is ridiculous. Like, if you're a physician, you don't have to say, well, here's my gallbladder surgery. You know, you don't have to perform. You've already graduated from a school. But in dentistry, you have to do a filling and you have to do a denture setup and this sort of thing. The way they know you're not a California graduate is things like your lab coat. If it's white, because they'll have off colors like blue or orange. If the plaster Paris you use is a different color than what California schools use.
Wow.
That is their, you know, flag that this student is not a California student.
So it's all like cosmetic things.
Yeah, exactly. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to fail the people that didn't go to school in California. They're trying to arbitrarily you know, keep the number of dentists low. And so to keep, you know, the prices high for dentists.
Whoa.
How did you get through?
I tell you how I got through. Well, I bought the right lab coat. I got the right plaster. But the guy was, I was using my fiance as a patient. And he's looking at the what I did. And he looks at her and he goes, "Are you Dr. T'Antonio?" Yeah. He goes, "Oh, I read, she did a lot of cleft palate work. She's all over the literature of cleft palate." And this guy had an interest in it and he'd read her work. So I'm sure that didn't hurt.
Yeah, wow.
So I think that's why I picked.
Friends in high places.
Exactly.
Nice.
Well, I mean, what are the chances?
Yeah, right? Wow.
So, yeah, it's really, in fact, one of the things he said is take your patient and keep them in a hotel room till right before you're called. Because normally what you do, you got this waiting room that's, you know, 200 people can sit in. And at the, I think it was UCLA. And foreign medical graduates will come over and they're like, "Hey, I don't have time to get a patient," right? And they got to have the very specific cavities. And they say, "Here's $1,000. Why don't you be my patient?" And they go, "Yeah, sure."
Whoa.
So then you're left without a patient and then you fail and then they're not given again for 6 months.
Oh, you have to find your own patients.
Yep,
wow.
Absolutely.
Holy cow.
And they look at the tooth and go, "You know, that's not decayed enough. Do you have somebody else?" And they're like, "No, I don't have somebody else."
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's not like you're getting a new hair color. Like you're getting a tooth worked on, for Pete's sakes.
It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little much.
And it's what the problem is that California didn't have less reciprocity with a lot of the states. None. So if I moved, I had to do all of that again. And it's just, you know, they all do it in the name of patient care, and it's baloney. It's done in the pocketbook to keep the pocketbooks rich for the dentist.
Wow.
And the fact that a physician can come into the state, and they take a test on jurisprudence and things like, but they don't have to demonstrate what they've just demonstrated in medical school.
Huh.
It's a sore subject with me.
I'm Chris sorry. Has no opinions on this.
I'm sorry to go on about
my
that.
My mouth is a sore subject with me. Plus the TMJ. Chris, I still have that thing going
on.
You
got that going on.
Yes. I'm getting a referral to, I don't know, UW somewhere.
Okay.
They have a TMJ clinic.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, that's a, you know, there's a lot of moving parts with the jaw that aren't like other joints in the body, and it's a difficult problem.
I just want to unhinge it and then that lay it on my side table. No?
That would be nice for your husband to wake up to. Like put it in a glass of water or something.
My entire jaw. Yeah.
Moving on. All right. Just so you know, you can get clothes for your lizard.
Oh,
and that's yeah. Not a euphemism. It's a real thing.
As literal as it gets.
Stop talking about my lizard.
There's an outfit that makes capes like your gecko needs a cape. Or your bearded lizard needs, I don't know, a nice vest.
Huh.
This company has got your back.
Oh, phew. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How many times do you get bitten putting that on?
I'm so thankful.
Well, was it last week Chris was telling us about the latest fashion trend among canines, which is there's a company that is making bedazzled little pouches for male dogs who are unaltered. They're little treasures.
Fantastic. I think my husband needs one of those. Do they make them for men? Men
well,
dogs?
I don't make them for ladies.
Men dogs? Yeah, right.
It was, yeah, quite a treat for the eyes.
Mine is already bedazzled. I got the $9.95 blue jean bedazzler. And went to work.
Whoa, ow.
Get a bite on a piece of leather. But it spells out my initials. It's cool.
Well, this teen entrepreneur, he's 16 years old. He was arrested for drug smuggling. Have you seen this one?
No. Yeah. I just think an entrepreneur. Oh, we're arrested, of course.
Arrested for drug smuggling with a remote-controlled car. Yeah, it was like a little, you know, like the things that the kids have these days.
Yeah.
And he had a bunch of meth on it.
And the little tiny driver's like,
55-pound bundle of meth.
Wow.
And he was remote controlling this over the border.
Oh.
Yeah. Very entrepreneurial.
How did he get...
Just think of what this kid could do if he applied his gifts to the good of the world instead of the evil.
And had he, do we know if he had had success prior to getting caught?
Oh, I wonder.
Or was he caught on first time?
Well, estimated worth $100,000. Wow, that's crazy.
16 or something.
I don't know.
How did he get caught?
Hmm.
Like, did he drive it right to his home? Cops are like, ma. Cops at the door.
Yeah, no, just over like an un, 20. Yeah, just an un, you know, policed area of the border. And I guess somebody just happened upon it.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, that's not my car.
Hey, what's that?
Yeah.
Guess what they always say on cops?
I'm extremely proud of
your car. It's not my car.
I'm extremely proud of the agent's heightened vigilance and hard work in stopping this unusual smuggling scheme. Said San Diego Sector Chief Patrol person.
So I wrote a book.
Ooh.
And it was an action adventure book. And they smuggled. I had them smuggling dope across the border with blimps. and they took blimps and they stealthalized them. So they made them the crazy shapes where all the radar bounces off, and they painted it black.
Wow.
And they would just silently go over the border at night.
And were they successful?
In my book, they were.
Nice. Oh, I like that.
But they
that.
Were smuggling animals because animals are, you get just as much profit, but less than half the jail time of drugs. So much less risk. And they were landing at the abandoned airfield in San Bernardino.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, you got to read it.
Wonder where you got
I think I will. Thank you very much. Oh, okay. So here's the, so I just found out. So the kid used his remote control car for all of this meth.
Yeah.
And then he went and picked it up at a secondary border wall, and he was walking with these two big duffel bags. And that's when the agent said,
my goodness.
Hey, you there, Sonny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse you.
Wow.
Too bad he should have kept going.
Really should have.
That card, yeah. That car.
Huh. Well, they got to do that with drones. That's got to be a drony thing. I mean, if Amazon can get your, you know, toilet paper for nothing,
hey,
they got to be doing drones.
Mm. Yeah. I'm with you.
Huh.
Well, this crime is a little less impressive after that story. But in Georgia on Christmas morning, it's a little sad, but a man broke into a Taco Bell and he turned on the fryers and made himself a meal in Taco Bell on Christmas morning and then took a nap after his food coma. And then, of course, before he took off, he took a laptop and a couple other technology pieces.
That's Santa left it for
a little Grinch. Yeah. Grinch action. But the fact that he actually broke in and didn't just take what he wanted and left,
yeah,
but rather made himself
and
a taco.
And you
got
to wait for the oil to heat up.
Yeah, right. That's not instantaneous.
Huh. Mm. I don't know if I'd know what to do if I was by myself in a Taco Bell. Like,
Eat the salsa? A little bit of guacamole?
Yeah, anything that's ready-made I could eat.
Yeah.
Yes, nothing like an industrial jar of mayonnaise to have at your disposal.
Yeah, not handy with fryers. They hurt.
Well, Miss Florida, 2016. The talent portion was theft from her mother. She was caught stealing Social Security checks from her mother.
Oh, that's low.
But I'm pretty. What? I don't...
Was the mom still alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her mom
but she didn't
was in
kill
a,
the mom for the Social Security
no,
checks.
No, she was supposed to use them to pay for her medical expenses. But I guess they get caught in her tiara and she never
she
did it.
She needed some lip injections. Mom, I needed that money for my lips.
Come on, don't think about yourself all the time.
I needed my hair extensions. Well, this, I really hope that somebody talked about this in December when I wasn't here. The downward tilting toilet.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah, that's designed to shorten your bathroom break. Mm-hmm. So this toilet angles down a little bit. So it's actually really not that super comfortable to sit on. Like, you got to actually kind of hold yourself up on it.
Oh.
Because claims that people are spending 25% more time in office bathrooms than is necessary. Thank you very much. And so employers are losing, you know, time and billions of dollars in productivity. So this toilet is going to save British businesses more than $6 billion per year because people just can't sit there and scroll on their phones on the toilet anymore.
Which will be taken up with workers' compensation claims. I slipped off the toilet again and broke my thigh. Okay.
Yes. That's totally it.
And nobody wants to come in and save me.
See, they didn't do a SWOT analysis on this. You're right. You are absolutely right.
They should have just done that squatty potty thing that everybody's obsessed with.
What?
Have you seen this? They're like these little stools that you put underneath the... It's a thing.
Really?
On Instagram, it's like everywhere. it's like, it's basically just any stool. And apparently, back in the day, before toilets, people would squat. But... apparently it makes it like more natural or something. I don't know. But so there's lots of innovations happening in the bathroom. This one sounded a little bit safer. So that's why I mentioned it.
Well, this is so the woman that I was a nanny for in Germany for her second baby, I got to go to the hospital with her and I got to go. I mean, she took me to the hospital with her and we, toured the facilities and all this stuff. And yeah, they had a squatting chair. For birthing.
Oh, for birthing.
Yeah. Oh. You don't lay down on your back. You it's gravity. Woof.
Yeah.
Might be better. I don't know.
Yeah. You see those old, you know, ancient pictures, mm-hmm. hieroglyphs, and they're the women on their hands and knees. And, you know, the midwives got the catcher's mitt behind them. Come on, put it right down the pipe.
So I got it.
I don't get it. They're slippery.
It.
Come on. So I guess every culture has a different position.
Uh-huh.
The Kama Sutra of childbirth.
It's very creative.
It is very creative.
Anything goes.
That's creepazoid. I didn't search for anything.
Oh, okay. We're back on the air.
Oh, my, sorry.
Creepazoid.
It's super creepy. Oh, my gosh. We were just talking about keto. And then there's an ad that popped up on my laptop that says, Keto Guide shows how to start. I didn't type anything into the search engine.
I thought you did.
I didn't. No, I didn't.
I thought you typed in something earlier for me.
Uh-uh. No. I really didn't. We were just talking about it. My laptop's listening to me.
It's freaky. I think I swear sometimes I just think about something and then I get an ad later.
Yes. Stop listening to me, Alexa, Siri, Google person.
Yeah, I'm sure Alexa's like, oh, this guy again. What?
Predictable.
And his paranoid sidekick, Kate.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
So, did you know that some of those big electronical type billboards have the laptop that controls them right there?
No.
With the billboard.
Well, that doesn't sound smart at all.
It isn't.
Oh, God.
Because teenagers got a hold of this one on I-75. And what would a teenager do with a gigantic billboard? Yep. Porn.
Oh, dear.
I-75 got an eyeful.
Oh, my goodness. Hopefully there were no accidents watching porn on the billboard.
So, yeah, at least it's not on your
were
history of your browser.
Were they advertising anything? Or just giving free show?
Or bedazzled pouches?
I came across this other unfortunate situation where a guy was looking at a naked lady on the interwebs and... gets a good look. Goes, oh, wow, that is my wife.
Oh, no.
I did not expect that.
Oops.
Yeah, I guess her suitor, her boyfriend on the side, but decided to put that online.
Wow.
Thanks. Cheaper.
Good. That would be a nice surprise.
Wow.
Anyway.
Did you hear about the... Friendly that was played on New Year's Eve in a Mexican prison.
The what?
Now explain to the world what a friendly is.
Oh, sorry. A friendly is a soccer game.
That they don't keep score or something,
they don't
right?
keep, yeah. It's just a friendly. Like, literally. It's just, come on out. Let's kick the ball around, dudes. So.
Doodles.
With macaroni in my hat. No, that's not it. Yeah. So, friendly New Year's Eve soccer match. Between, so like, who allows this to happen? Between two rival cartels.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like to be the umpire?
Turned into a bloodbath after a controversial tackle escalated into a gunfight. So they're in prison. Who has guns in prison?
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yes. This is a prison that's
the
been
winner does.
home to hundreds of dangerous criminals, representing no less than six of Mexico's main drug cartels. And then, they thought it was a good idea to play a soccer game.
Yeah.
Well, take a shot. It has a whole new meaning.
And then it was not.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. That's sad.
That's like the Longest Yard kind of movie. Didn't that similar premise? Or no, they played the inmates played the guards in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? Hey. It was a Stallone movie. It was so cheeseball.
A Stallone movie was cheesy?
Sorry, I'm being redundant. it was called Victory or something, and he was a POW in a World War II camp, right? And they made this elaborate scheme to play the German guards in a game of soccer. And at the halftime, they were going to escape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they get done, and they're all in the tunnel, and they're all about to leave in freedom. Like, we can still win this thing. They're like, really? And they go back and play the second half.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think that's going to work.
Nope.
You've got freedom staring at you from a German POW camp, or go back and finish your soccer game.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, dear.
Choices.
And there are bad choices.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but in the UK, there's a zoo where a red panda just escaped a couple days ago from his enclosure a second time. About 2 months ago, he was on the loose for 3 weeks.
Really?
I feel like it's a sign. I feel like maybe this animal wants to be free.
Yeah.
If it's this is the second time. It's a very cute little red panda. His name is
pandas.
Kush.
You love pandas.
Or Kush.
Kush. Like as in
K-U-C-H.
That's what's wrong with him. He's too high. He goes wandering to the toilet.
Where are the Doritos? I have no Doritos in my bowl this morning.
I see some Doritos.
But I think they've got to take a hint.
This is not Southeast Asia.
How do I get
cranky? So I got some elementary school kids, and they had a class in civics.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, okay, we want to promote the tenets of a religion on a class board.
What religion?
That was the debate of what religion are we going to have. Hindu, Muslim, you name it. They picked Satanism.
Oh, well, that's refreshing.
They wanted to put on the wall the tenets of Satanism. And I thought I'd read you a few.
Oh, I'd love to hear.
I need to brush up on this.
There's only seven, so that makes it even easier. One should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason.
Mm. Oh, well, that's a nice one.
One's body is inviolable. 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 Subject to one's own will alone.
Oh, okay, got it. Oh, that's a good one, too.
The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. The freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon the freedoms of others is to forego one's own.
Huh.
Yeah. They're this all really, really good.
This is Satanism.
Yes, exactly.
I'm converting.
Beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care to never distort scientific fact to fit one's beliefs.
What?
Go get them. Satanism.
Wow. Sign me up. I'm making a bumper sticker. I'm making
just
a t-shirt
that one
with
alone,
seven fundamentals.
Just that one alone, I think, is worth it.
Okay, you need to send me that URL, please. That's really cool.
I think they got cool hats, too.
And they get to wear their little horns, the sparkly horns at Halloween.
Dance in the moonlight with their hooves. Look, their shoes.
Well, then why are they portrayed as evil?
I don't know.
Anarchists.
Like,
that
are bad press.
Yeah,
not
bad
a
press,
good marketing
not,
team.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Mm.
Oof, gotta fire their marketer. Mm-hmm. So a man who has lost 20 pounds in 30 days playing video games.
Excuse me?
That's counterintuitive to what you would imagine.
It was. Mm-hmm. Or is it the meth guy? He got his little truck full of meth.
Oh, no, it's not the meth guy. It's a totally separate
He'll
guy.
He'll lose weight doing that.
Yeah. No, he was just, it was one of those things where you have to, like, move your body, like,
oh,
the exercise.
A Wii? Like a Wii thing?
Yeah, kind of, but not Wii. Wii's gone.
It's gone?
Like, whatever the Wii thing is nowadays. Yeah.
Where'd
but
it go?
He was exercising, and he's lost 30 pounds.
And how long? How long again?
20,
a month?
Oh, sorry, 20 pounds in 30 days. Yeah. So now I think I'm going to be a Satanistic video player. Done.
That sounds like unhealthy weight loss. Mm. Well, yeah, think about 2 pounds a week is good. So he should have lost 6 pounds. Unless he just cut something off.
I'm sure he stopped eating as well. I don't think this just magically.
Yeah. He only peed.
Just Mountain Dew.
And drank
he's
some water.
Very overweight, you can
yeah,
afford to
be
lose
a lot of
more,
the
right?
Dialysis, I mean,
you're faster.
Diuresis, yeah.
Mm. Uh-huh.
We are covering some weird subjects today.
Yep. As we do.
Well, to round out our theme of billboards, in Kentucky the other day, an electronic sign next to the highway, Route 92 in Whitley County, the sign was hacked. And somebody changed the message to read, "Send nudes." That's all it says.
Send nudes. Oh my God.
Imagine driving down the road.
Send nudes. Oh my God.
Honey, we have to pull over, or how does this work?
Very official sign.
Oh my gosh.
No.
I don't know about that. Once it gets on the little electronical form.
I've told my kids once 1,000 times, if it's over the interwebs, it's a lie for life.
Yeah, that is so true. I mean,
My
I
husband,
can't think
he will not listen to me.
I can't think of the stupid things I did as a kid that you know, they're just gone. It's just like that was you were a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not going to come back and haunt you when you did X, Y, and Z. Now it's like that is there forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's, it gets to be so common that it's not even a thing anymore.
Like, yeah.
Or everybody does that and has a naked picture on, you know, and that becomes normal. Or does it become a, you know, scarlet letter on your...
Yeah, I think it was interesting to watch the Trudeau episode, like, recently, where it came out. And it wasn't even so far in his past, but it was in his past.
What
there
was
a photo. He was wearing blackface
Yeah.
As part of a costume, which clearly we all know it's, you know, that's not really acceptable. But you'll always have to think also about, like, the time in which it happened when you're trying to weigh, you know.
Yeah.
Weigh that and like where the social consciousness was at the time. But he seems to have weathered it pretty well. I think, you
because
know,
he apologized.
He apologized.
Right?
He was up front.
He
wasn't turning.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. So, and I wonder, because I was watching that, because some people like can't recover from that, those type of things.
Yeah.
So I wonder if maybe they're like the pendulum is now kind of in the middle where there's a little bit more understanding about
what do
the
they
past.
Call it? The closure culture or, cancel culture. Or that, you know, some star, some person in business will do something that the world
like Roseanne
defines as wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not going to take your liberty away, but we're not going to watch your show. We're not going to buy your clothes. We're not going to, you know, any product you support, we're not going to buy. And that can be scary for a, you know, if you're an endorser.
Yeah. And there's a difference in my mind is like between an isolated mess up. Because I think everybody's had an isolated mess up or two versus patterns, you know, if it comes to light that somebody's habitually doing something wrong.
Mm. Well, I just like had this conversation
somebody
with somebody.
Oh.
Remember Michael Vick?
Michael Vick.
Oh, yeah.
He was the football player that had the dog fighting ring his. And the person in the room was saying, well, you know, he's paid his price and this and that. I'm like, you know, that wasn't a one-time bad judgment thing. That was a long time, a lot of preparation, you know, on your property. And it is the cruelest of sport. I can't let that go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could, you know, something like, you know, a dog and you kick it in rage and you're doing other things. Maybe that's, you can let that go. You know, I was had a lot of other things in my life and this and that and the other thing, but that is just no way.
Yeah. Or somebody harming another human being, like Kevin Spacey assaulting that young man and, you know, like the whole Harvey Weinstein thing.
Yeah.
Like really shoving yourself into it. We just got so deep here.
Wow. I know.
Like, what? This is not fun. This is not fun stuff. Gotta love it.
A woman pays hundreds for ghost rides on Zuba.
Ooh.
So this is this isn't really that weird a story, but I just didn't even know it could happen. So somebody got her credit card information and started getting Uber rides. And so she got a call or saw it. 2 o'clock in the morning in Utah, and she lives on the East Coast. There are 3 rides for like $80 a piece.
Oy.
And she called Uber, and Uber's like, tough noogies. Yeah. Those are exact words.
Tough noogies. Wow.
And then the local news thing, you know, that's we're on your side kind of news reporter things when they look into egregious actions locally. And now Uber's like, yeah, all right, here you go, fine.
Wow. Yeah.
So, watch out.
Well,
you'll get the noogies.
The noogies.
Because I don't think Como's going to bat for you on this.
Yeah, Uber's gotten,
Uber's more like hardcore. So evil.
I know. Mm. They used to be really good about, I hate when drivers accept your ride, but then they're clearly not moving. Like maybe they're finishing their lunch or something like that, which is fine, but don't accept rides if you're not going to immediately start going to where you are. Mm-hmm. And so, especially when I was be like running late to the airport or whatever, I'd get so mad. Mm. And so I'd cancel them. But if you cancel after just a couple minutes, you start getting cancellation fees. Yep. And they used to be really good about, I'd say, look back at the GPS. It wasn't moving for minutes.
Yeah.
And they'd usually refund me, but these days they're not. Mm. A little bit harder core. Huh.
I saw a Lyft sign on the island the other day.
Oh, cool.
I really did. I was like, are you lost? But I think it would be great. Yeah. I mean, we've got the man, Mike, that comes and does it for free, which is like,
amazing.
Bless your heart, Mac. But yeah, we need more of those people.
Well, we used to have, or maybe still do, Uber Annie, right?
Well, you have to text her to turn on her app, I think, or something like that. Yeah, I think, I think she still does it too.
Text her to turn on her texting?
Yeah. Okay, well, here's a woman that took her destiny into her own hands. She sold her cheating husband to his mistress for $17 to buy her kids some new clothes. Yeah. She was like, she said, you know what? No.
Slavery is a thing now?
Yeah. So she's from Kenya, and she said, fine, you can take them. And I want 2,000 shillings.
Okay.
Which apparently is about $17.
Well,
and the mistress was like, okay.
See, that's about the thing about being the mistress is that, you know, the guy doesn't follow you home because he's married.
Well,
so now the benefit is gone. Uh-huh. Now I got this guy on my couch all the time.
And apparently she will never take her husband back. Good for her.
Good for her.
And absolutely. And her kids all have new New Year's clothes. It's a win-win situation.
Huh.
Sell your cheating spouse. Mm-hmm. .com. Yeah. I thought of it. That's my idea.
Nice.
Trademark that.
I do. I like it. Rush.
I've been checking out sugardaddy.com. Boy, they really set the bar high to be a sugar daddy. Like, I got my own car. Gosh. It's a 20-year-old Camry, but it's work.
Okay, here, I have another one because I got to go. Because my battery's running low.
What?
Oh my gosh. Hang on, wait for it. Okay. Restaurant owner busted for lacing food with drugs to keep customers coming back. Now, when I worked for Starbucks, people would literally say to me, what do you put in this coffee? There's some kind of drug in this coffee that gets me addicted. And I'm like, yes, it's called caffeine. It's a legit drug. And yes,
it also makes you stupid.
Yeah. Drink decaf. You don't want the caffeine? Drink decaf. But apparently this guy was putting opium in his noodle bowls.
How cheap is opium?
In China, apparently.
So you come back and buy more noodles?
So that they'll come back.
I feel like the opium would be way more expensive than
the
noodles.
Put noodles in your opium, man.
And that here's even something that's even more special. So some Chinese media outlets have reported that 3 dozen other restaurants are also being investigated for lacing their food with addictive opium.
Wow, that's a happy and we'll see you real soon meal. Man, those noodles made me so sleepy, man.
It's cutthroat noodle business.
Well, I tell you, here's some cutthroat business. A business here in New Jersey town, I won't say which because I don't know, this area was had these Megan Law letters sent out to all the residents. Megan's Law is if there is a pedophile, if there's on the list, wherever they reside, you have to send out letters within, a couple miles or something. Well, it was the guy that owned the competitor's business. So the guy that was competing with him, the owner of that competing business, that's who he said. They're all fake letters sent out.
Wow.
So they made up kind of a New Jersey kind of, so it looked like an official thing from the state. And it was a Megan's Law letter that people are opening up. And it's got this guy's name and his business. So he did it so his business would prosper.
Wow. Huh.
Which I don't think is the intent of the law. I know. Just spitballing here.
Just guessing.
Yeah. That will never be undone. Somebody going to always remember. Yeah, I remember the guy. It was on the Megan's Law thing. It'll never be undone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Well, I've got a story out of Michigan that also involves food, but unfortunately it wasn't laced with anything. But
maple syrup.
A woman before the holidays was packaging up. She has her own little popcorn company. So she was packaging up a lot of caramel corn that people were buying to give us gifts and all that. So it was a very busy time. And after one long day of putting together this caramel corn and bagging it up, she realized that her wedding ring was missing.
Oh, no.
And she had just sent out this big shipment of these bags and wasn't sure if she'd ever see them again, her wedding ring again.
Wow.
But lo and behold, a good Samaritan ended up noticing a sparkly ring
in a
bowl of this popcorn that was out at a party. And ended up was able to trace it back to this woman, and she got her ring back.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably like, "Damn it!
It's gonna get a new ring out of this."
Exactly.
Aww. I love good Samaritans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll whatever. Ruined the popcorn.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing you gotta do when you handle food, right? Is take your rings off.
Yeah, and your fake nails.
Oh, really?
Gross.
Well, I'm not going in the food industry.
How about
I need not fake nails.
I just took a screenshot before my laptop died. I did, because I cannot let this one get away. A designer creates the world's first wearable vegetable garden.
What?
Yeah, vegetable garden. And this is how she did it. Wearable so where is this person from?
No one likes vegetables that much.
Vegetables. So it's different crops, dozens of different crops fueled by the wearer's own urine.
Wow.
Yep. Can't make
Yummy.
This stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. So these micro seeds are placed on this thing, this big piece of fabric, and then they grow. And she said, it starts to get pretty heavy once your vegetables are right.
So you
got to
harvest
tomatoes,
it if you want to go out for a long time.
But she based the whole irrigation system on that catheter thing that space people wear. Space people, I mean astronauts or whatever.
Space people.
And so it actually irrigates your suit while you're wearing it.
Wow. That's even crazier than my sister has one of these hydroponic things in her house, but she doesn't wear it.
She doesn't pee in it, I'm
no.
sure.
Apparently the fish do. Yeah. And that's how it's fertilized.
Yeah. And so you can use animal waste too, but that's bit more tricky.
This is getting better and
it.
Better. Could I get your dog to pee on my clothing, please? So, I need to hydrate my vegetables.
Well, the thing that I don't understand is that it's not quite catching on yet.
Really?
Especially on a place like Vashon. Why not?
Yeah, right?
You call it the impossible dress.
If it's going to work anywhere, it is going to work on this island.
Well, it's going to get enough rain. We know that. You don't need to pee on your clothing.
The moisture is not a problem.
Creative people.
Holy goodness.
A woman in Monmouth gets her driver's license renewed at 105.
Good job.
Wow.
Did she?
She gets in the car and she goes, where's the buggy whip?
Is she on a keto diet?
Did she have to go to the test
again? Eat the souls of children.
She must have had to do a test, right?
Yeah, yeah. She just got it renewed and did a road test.
Okay,
yeah,
because
I think after a certain age, yeah, you have to do the road test.
Yeah, probably 80, after, you know, 103. You got to do the road test.
When you reach your centennial.
She is called, what is it? It's called Super Centennials, I think. People over 110. And then the woman in Japan is 123?
Wow.
Or maybe that's the oldest person ever. But there's this woman in Japanese. She's a super centennial.
Woman in Japanese.
And I'm the one with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, we've got some work to do, I think.
I don't know if I want to live till I'm 123, unless I'm looking good still.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have the pick of the bachelor. You know.
The one bachelor.
Can you get him out of his corner? Just 25 minutes. That's all I need.
Do you remember that whole the movie with Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep, Death Becomes Her?
No.
And Bruce Willis?
Yes, I do. That was a great movie.
Is it good?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you got to see it.
It's very funny. They're evil witches.
No, they're not evil witches.
They aren't?
No, they're human beings. And then they drink from this elixir or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But they live forever. But their body actually starts falling apart. So the Undertaker, a.k.a.
right,
Bruce Willis, has to get a spatula or
he's like a mortician.
And, yeah.
Oh my god!
It's so great.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Oh, I gotta go home and watch it.
Like,
tonight.
Doesn't one get shot with a cannon?
Doesn't sound like a very enjoyable.
Puts a big hole in her torso like this, and he's got to fix up.
Because they hate each other because they've been vain their whole lives, and it's
wow,
it's pretty awesome.
Well, we have to call a day. Sorry to say,
a night.
Thank you both for coming and
thank you
playing. So, Grace, you said you can't make it next week.
But I'll be there the following week.
Following week?
You'll be here in our hearts, Grace.
In our hearts.
Yeah.
And Grace? Or Grace. Kate?
Thank you so much for mistaking me for Grace, Chris. She's 20 years younger and really a lot cuter and blonde. I really appreciate that. Chris is getting
You're
old.
You're welcome.
He doesn't have his glasses on.
Who's talking? Who's out there? Hello. Mm-hmm.
You definitely won't have your driver's license at 105.
It's the Velcro shoes in it. That's really kind of sets off this whole vibe I got going. But you will be here?
Heck yeah.
Boy, I can't
with
wait.
With bells on. Or bedazzled.
Bedazzled.
Testicle holders on.
Oh, man. You know, if you're going to buy them used, all I'm saying is get them dry cleaned.
I don't want to ruin any of the bedazzling.
My word. Take my word. All right, Vashon, thank you very much for listening. And this has been a lot of fun for me. And thank you both for being here. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody later.
Bye. Bye.